Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Thanks for listening.
Well, Fleetwood Mac bringing us back one of the greatest songs of all time, Rhiannon. Written by Stevie Nicks, one of the great songwriters of our time. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And I'm very excited about having our good buddy Chip Bell back on the show. Chip is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 7 years he's been hanging out with us. He's one of the guys we turn to when we want to get our stuff straight on taking care of customers, loving them up. He's written all the books of importance on the topic, including his new one, Sprinkles. Also, the 9 Principles of Innovative Service. I guess that maybe that's the brand new one. I get confused. He's so prolific. Chip Bell, which one's the new one?
The new one is Sprinkles. You were right, Jim.
All right.
Great to be with you again.
It's good to have you back. Chip R. Bell, and that's what his mama calls him. Hey, Chip.
Right.
So, innovative service. You know, I go through the marketplace. I spend my money, you know, like everybody else. What is it? What is the commercial said? Money don't spend itself, right? So
We have to help it.
So I'm roaming around the marketplace. I'm a little bit of a, I'm not your typical consumer because I'm noticing things like you are when I go buy stuff. I'd be happy with just service. Never mind innovative service.
Plain old, ordinary, average service.
Look me in the eye, thank you for, act like you're glad I came service. I'd be happy just for that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the simple service sometimes is the most powerful. You know, I took my granddaughter to the grocery store, and we had a neighbor who was way overdressed, and, you know, she had on way too much jewelry and way too much perfume, and she came up to my six-year-old granddaughter and said, "Oh, look at this gorgeous, this your adorable child," And my granddaughter, who's normally very gregarious and slightly sassy, would normally take her on, and she suddenly got shy. And so the lady realized she wasn't going to get about one word out of Cassie, and we walked away, and I said, "Cassie, why'd you get so shy?" And she said she had on too many dresses. And I thought, what a powerful metaphor for, you know, we sometimes need customer service scantily dressed.
Right.
You know, without all the extra, just give me some plain, basic, people-to-people kind of service.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Just look me in the eye and act like you care that I came. Act like you're glad to see me.
Exactly. Because in the end, it's people serving people that we remember. And I saw her note of where she's living as six-year-olds. They live in the world of Barbie. And
right.
You know, too many dresses means I can't trust this person.
Too many dresses. What a great metaphor. What a great story. Out of the mouths of babes, right?
They're always wise, and they always teach me so much about what really is important.
Well, you know, the one example of what you're talking about is when you call somebody, and the person, hopefully it's a real person on the phone, and they say, "This is XYZ Corporation. We're always glad to help you and serve you whenever we can. We do everything we can for you, blah, 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 blah. Can I help you?" You know, you're ready to go,
Why
right?
Why didn't you start there? But they got to do an advertisement up front.
That's right. You know? So
exactly.
just the facts, ma'am, will work. And,
exactly.
But eye contact and a smile. How about that? Is that too much to ask, a smile?
No, I mean, that's, you know, we all know the power of that kind of emotional connection, and the research is overwhelming that organizations that don't put energy on having emotional connection with customers, a real emotional connection, you know, over time tend to lose market share. They tend to fight over price. They become commoditized,
right,
mechanical, and so in the end, it's not good for anybody.
Well, you know, I walked into a restaurant the other day, and the young lady who was seating us, who was deciding where the person should seat us, I walked up to the desk, and she was looking down at her thing, and I said, two, please, and she never looked up, and she never looked up, and she never looked up. And she told the other person where to send us, and she never looked up. And I walked up to her after we were walking away, and I turned around, and I said, you ought to look up and see and look at the people who are coming in the door sometimes.
I bet it was like an insight never occurred to her.
You know what she did to me? I went and sat down. I was very nice. I didn't go and snippy or anything. I just said, you ought to look at people in the eyes sometimes. And I went and sat down with my wife. That young lady came all the way over on the other side of the restaurant and apologized to me for that.
Oh, great. Great,
so I hope. Well, I hope maybe I had an impression, but here's the thing. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
I had to train her.
Exactly.
I'm a customer.
Exactly.
I shouldn't have to do that.
You're exactly right. You know, it should be the organizational leadership that trains those folks to say, "This is what we expect. This is the standards that we have," and ensure they're held accountable for those standards.
I just wonder, maybe Chip, if the innovative service is just training. What do you think?
It might be.
For some companies, just being innovative is just, wow, who would have thunk it? Train our people.
Exactly.
I'm so good at sarcasm.
And I think it starts with finding the right people, I think, and then creating that environment that they want to be. You know, we all know the number one impact on customer relations is employee relations.
Right.
So it's how you take care of your people and getting the right ones. That it starts there, and then it blossoms from there.
One of the best arguments you can have in your organization is one side of your company deciding that the internal customers is the egg, and the other customers are the chicken, and the other side arguing the other. If you can have your team arguing between the internal and external customers, which one is the most important? That'd be a great debate to have, wouldn't it? I mean, you'll be okay if that happens. When we come back, I'm gonna get Chip to tell us what, for those of you who are already there and you're ready to go to the next level, and just do great, what innovative service is like. After these messages, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.